And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
It's bang on 11:30, you know what that means. Time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. And joining us for the first part of the competition today, one of the big hitters, one of our regular contestants on the quiz, we say good morning to Kerris Phillips. Hi, Kerris.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. And what have you been up to since we last spoke to you? About a month ago, I think, now.
As per normal, work. Managed to get through that sort of mini two-day heat wave earlier in the week.
And did you have to work on those 2 days?
I did indeed, but I worked down in the basement.
So
it was very, very cool, actually.
Right.
So I needed to go out at lunchtime. I opened the door, and this wall of heat hit me. It was wow.
Indeed.
Stifling, yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah.
It was. It reminded me of when I had a holiday in Barbados many years ago, and I wasn't prepared for the shock when I got off the plane. I thought it was the heat of the jet engines that had got to me. But it wasn't. Brilliant.
No.
But you survived anyway.
We survived, yes, indeed, yes.
Brilliant. Okay, well, let's see how you get on today. You always get a good score, so fingers crossed you're going to do the same today. Usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. As you know, I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Good luck, as always, and here they come. In which decade was Eric Clapton born?
1940s.
Which band was originally called the Chicago Transit Authority?
Chicago.
Which city are Chaz and Day from?
London.
Which musical instrument did Ray Charles play?
Piano.
Who played the role of Keith Partridge on TV and the Partridge Family?
David Cassidy.
Complete the name of this 80s group, Doctor and...
The Medics.
Complete the Stevie Wonder song title, Yes to Me, Yes to You.
Tomorrow.
Which Roy Wood group name sounds like a magician?
Wizard.
Where did the Supremes go up the ladder to in 1970?
To the roof.
Whose first hit record in 75 was No Woman, No Cry?
Bob Marley and the Wailers.
How many members of the Style Council were there?
Two.
Who had a 70s hit with Morning Has Broken? And you can answer that one.
Cat Stevens.
You're going to go for Cat Stevens on that one. Well, as always, I think another very good round. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any at all. And you got 11 questions right.
Very respectable.
A respectable score, as you say. Not one of your highest scores, but still pretty damn good, I have to say.
Yeah.
And you'll kick yourself, the one you got wrong, the Stevie Wonder song, Yes to Me, Yes to You.
I can't bring this to mind off the top of my head.
Well, you're sort of thinking on the right lines when you said tomorrow, but you should have said yesterday.
Oh, blimey.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
There we go. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, easy now. Yeah.
Brilliant. But a good score, and we'll see if it's a winning score in an hour's time. But thanks for taking part. Keep cool, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye now. Bye. Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? Do you think you could beat that score? 11 out of 12 with no passes? If so, get in touch now.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, we've reached round two of the quiz already, just coming up to 12:30, by the way. If you were listening an hour ago, you will have heard Kerris Phillips get a pretty impressive score of 11 out of 12 with no passes at all, hoping to beat that score and be declared this week's 60-second challenge champion. We say good afternoon to Trudy Powell. Hi, Trudy. Just back from Asda, I reckon. Yep.
Yeah.
And I bet it cost you a fortune.
It definitely did.
It's quite worrying, isn't it, really? You go and do your normal shop and you get all the things you get every week and you get to the till and you're absolutely convinced they've charged you for somebody else's food as well.
Yeah, well, definitely this week they did, yeah.
Indeed.
It was stocking up on the cat food that crippled me.
And has cat food gone up in price recently as well, then?
Yes, it's just shot up.
Oh, good heavens.
So
it's happening everywhere, even with the cat food.
It is.
Right, now I'm guessing as you were busy at Asda, you didn't hear Kerris Phillips earlier on.
I didn't, I missed him.
Yeah, but a good score, but I know you're going to give it your best shot, as you always do. So good luck. Just the usual reminder that once the music starts, you have exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, but if you know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Although, do bear in mind that Kerris didn't pass on any questions at all. Right, if you're ready, here we go.
Cool.
Which surname is shared by Kiki and Dave?
Dave.
Which Caribbean island do Chacodemus and Pliers come from?
Barbados.
Which type of deer gave its name to an album by Elton John?
Roe.
In which decade was Tina Turner born?
40s.
Which 2 months were an 80s hit for Barbara Dixon?
February.
Complete this Sasha Dissel song title. Raindrops keep falling
on my head.
Riders on the Storm entered the charts on 4 occasions for which group?
The Hollies.
Which night did the Drifters enjoy at the movies?
Saturday.
Who reached number one in 1988 with Perfect?
Elton John.
Complete the title of this 80s band, The Fun Boy.
3.
Okay, let's see how you got on with that. Some tricky ones there, has to be said.
They were a bit.
Yeah, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions in your allotted time. And you got 4.5 right, whoa. I'm afraid. Oh. But they were definitely more difficult than Kerris's questions, I have to say, just by sheer chance. Right, so let's go through the ones that you slipped up on. The Caribbean island that Chacodemus and Pliers came from was actually Jamaica rather than Barbados, but that was a good guess. Okay.
Yeah, I plumped the one.
Well, it's always worth having a go rather than saying pass. Which type of deer gave its name to an album by Elton John? That was caribou.
Oh, right.
Yeah, see, you remember it now, don't you? Yeah. In which decade was Tina Turner born? You said the 1940s, which I must admit is what I would have said. But amazingly, it's the 1930s.
Oh, my heavens.
No. Now, I gave you half a point for the next one. Which 2 months were an 80s hit for Barbara Dixon? You said February, but you should have said January, February, because that was the title of the song. Remember it now?
Yes, I remember it, yeah.
Riders on the Storm entered the charts on 4 occasions for the group The Doors. Jim Morrison, right. The Doors. Okay.
Yeah.
And finally, who reached number one in 1988 with Perfect? Now, you should have known that one. That was Fairground Attraction.
Of course, yeah.
Of course it was. Right. Well, thanks for taking part anyway. Not a winner this week, but it's good to have you on the radio. And we'll let you go and get your shopping sorted now. And hopefully by the time you go to Asda again, the cat food might have come down in price a bit.
Well, I'm hoping so,
we can only hope. Right, thanks, Trudy. Bye-bye now.
Thanks. Bye.
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 So that's the quiz out of the way for another week. As usual, you've got 7 days to think about whether you're going to take part next time. And if you are, get in touch next Sunday morning, just after 10 o'clock. Send us a message on Facebook with a contact phone number. And you could be on the radio 11:30 or 12:30 next Sunday morning.